One verse of number 50. If we got any help over in here.
In this lonesome vale, no more to roam. The golden crown in the dawn, it will all be joy in that sweet home. Beautiful city, come happy day.
Good evening. Welcome to Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. It's our honor and privilege to have you tonight, and we're thankful that you're here, and we appreciate your attendance, and we're hoping to worship and lift up the name of the Lord tonight. We're thankful to have the Last Mile Trio with us, made up of Ron Houchins and Tim Spurgeon and Sandy Rowe Grider. And we're looking forward to worshiping tonight with them. Music is a powerful worship tool, isn't it? I mean, when we sing songs, it begins to set our minds upon the things of the Lord, and it begins to make our hearts merry as we think about and rejoice in the truths that we're singing about. And so it's a fine worship tool. And that's our goal tonight. Our goal is to lift up Jesus, to honor the Lord, and to worship. And so we're glad to be here tonight. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited to be here, and I'm looking forward to some worship tonight. I was over at New Harmony when Last Mile sang over there, and we really had a good service. I was really blessed to be there. And, of course, we had here about 2 months ago, we had a lot of the kids from that had Do Re Mi experience in singing. We had them here sing for us, and we really had a blessed service that night, too. And some of the individuals, I know the Houchins family was here and present for that because their daughter was part of that group and singing. So we've been in some good services together here over the last few months, and I'm expecting this one to be the same tonight. And so we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and we're going to try and pray and lift up the Lord here tonight in prayer. Does anyone have a praise or a prayer request or anything that you want to share before we pray? If not, we're going to pray, and I'll ask all that will, come and start with an altar of prayer tonight. If you feel so moved, we'll come up to the front here and just pray and ask the Lord to bless us tonight. There's been people that have been saved in sings before, and I know that we've got at least a few here tonight that are lost in our presence, and so let's pray and ask the Lord to meet with us tonight. Thank you for the good news, and we want to pray for this request tonight. Let's pray. Everybody pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much tonight, God, for the opportunity, Lord, to be in your house. We appreciate the singers coming and being with us tonight, Lord, taking their time and coming to worship you. We just pray, Father, that you might be in this service and it might be in a powerful way, God. We ask that you be lifted up and glorified and praised by those things that are spoken and the things that are sung about tonight, Lord. We pray that you would bless them in a mighty way, bless with your presence, Lord, and that we may rejoice tonight in your truth, God. We pray, Heavenly Father, for any that may be here lost tonight, God, that you would convict, that you might trouble their souls, Father, about their soul's condition, that they might come to a place and see a need for repentance and be drawn to the cross, God. We pray for that tonight, oh Father, and we pray that you would strengthen, bless you, help each one that participates tonight, Lord. We pray that you would lead, guide, and direct this service, that you would lead each individual, that you may have to testify, praise, or whatever it might be, Father, to honor your name tonight. We want to thank you for the sweet salvation that you blessed us with. We want to thank you for the opportunity to be here, Lord. We want you to be honored and lifted up in everything that's done here tonight, God. Thank you for the songs that we've sung already, the good messages in them, and we pray that you may continue to bless tonight, Heavenly Father. We ask for that, Lord. Remember this prayer request that was made here tonight. Remember this co-worker, Sister Regina, as I pray that you would comfort, bless, and help you, Lord. Remember all the requests and the unspoken requests from the hearts of the people. Thank you for everything that you've done for this church. You've been so good to us. Forgive us of our sins. Help us to praise your name. In Jesus' name, give us these things. Amen.
I hope. I'm here now.
Yeah. Oh, no, the old story will never grow old. How Jesus died to save my soul. Oh, no, the old story will never grow old. That story will never grow old. I went to church one lonely night. I sat way back, for my soul was not right. The preacher was preaching how Jesus died for a sin-filled world. He gave up his life. Oh, no, the old story will never grow old. How Jesus died to save my soul. Oh, no, the old story will never grow old. That story will never grow old. I went to the altar and I knelt down in prayer. Lord, please have mercy, and he pardoned me there. He lifted my burdens, gave peace to my soul. and one made my life new. It was a story so old. Oh no,
the old story will never grow old.
How Jesus died to save my soul. No,
the old story will never grow old.
That story
will never grow old.
Many years have passed by since I found the Lord. I remember that night when the story was told. Time has no hold on the message it brings. That story is old, but it's still blessing me. Oh no,
the old story will never grow.
How Jesus died to save my soul. Oh, no,
the old story will never grow old.
That story will never grow old. I'm thankful to be here tonight and this evening. And God is good, you know. He's always answering prayers, and you know, I'm so thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful every time that we get a chance, an opportunity to sing to the Lord and lift His name up, because He deserves it all tonight. You know, He is so good to each and every one of us. You know, without Him, we could do nothing. You know, if you don't put your trust in the Lord every day of your life, you know, you going for a downhill spiral. You know, I'm so thankful that I can just put everything in my life into His hands. And you know, He's going to take care of it. You know, I'm so thankful that the Lord will take care of every problem if you will just put it in His hands. Put your trust in the Lord. You know, I'm thankful tonight that I've got a time and place where the Lord saved my soul. That's what it's all about. You know, one day, you know, we're going to leave this walk of life. We're going to get to be with Him forever. You know, we had a good friend up in Indiana that passed away. You know, he was like 91 years old. And every chance that I ever service, I've seen that man in, he was always thanking the Lord. He was always talking about heaven. And, you know, now he's up there with the Lord. He's up there rejoicing. All those times he got to talk about heaven, he's getting experience. That, and I'm so thankful that he had a testimony. You know, Father God, this evening, and you know, we can say it's been good to be in the Lord's house, and it's a blessing, you know, to be able to come in God's sanctuary and to serve Him in spirit and truth. God is my refuge.
When clouds of doubt hover o'er me, angry waves toss me to and fro, there is a place where I can go. He's a shield from every tempest. He's an anchor that is sure in times like these. It's good to know that God is Just ahead, I could not see those dark clouds so heavy with rain. Angry winds blew hard against me, but he called out and I ran to him, and now I am safe from the storm. And God is my refuge, a strong and mighty tower that I can run to. I have never seen the face of my Savior, but serving him has been such a thrill. I have never seen the gates of that city, but one day, one day I will.
One day I'm gonna walk on streets of pure gold, and they tell me the half has never yet been told.
We'll be united with the ones on Zion's holy hill. One day I will.
Since the first day I met him, he has been all to me, and my life with his joy he has filled. And I'm longing for the day when my eyes shall behold him. One day I will.
One day I'm gonna walk on streets of pure gold, and they tell me the half has never yet been told.
We'll be united with loved ones
on Zion's holy hill. One day when I finally reach my home, I won't look for Prince Nome below. I'll be looking for the one who rescued me, and I'll bow down at his feet, and I'll praise him eternally. One day I
One day I'm gonna walk on streets of pure gold,
and they
tell me the half has never yet been told.
We'll be united
with Jesus on Zion's holy hill. One day, one day I will.
We'll be united
with Jesus on Zion's holy hill. One day.
Sees what we don't.
I just wanted to remind me, because we split this song, because we both loved it so much. And so every time we sing it, she has to remind me, because I've got so many notes on this, and now I can't read them. So she's good about showing me. She remembers much better than I can. Just pray for us. Braxton's been singing with us some, and got a really pretty voice. She just happens to be Ron's daughter. I don't know if she got it from him or her mom, but yeah, she got saved probably about a year and a half ago, and she's been a blessing. She's living her life for the Lord. And it's a miraculous change when God saves her. It's just an amazing thing. She's been a very inspirational person to me. She's been an inspiration to me. She's young. She's on fire. You know, as we get older, the fire kind of comes. Sometimes it does.
There are times in this life when fear is so heavy and burdens weigh on your mind. You are weak in the knees and no strength can you find. Just hold on, help's right on. My Jesus is always on time. And though you may see a valley, he sees the mountain you'll be standing on. When all I've seen his children walk through the darkest of midnights. I've witnessed whose faith put to the test. And I've watched as the storms flew and where the thunder, but in each trial he knows what's best. And I am so glad he knows what's best. And though you may see a valley, he sees the mountain you'll be standing on. When all you can see are the tears falling down, I'm so glad he sees what we don't. And I am so glad he sees what we don't.
He knows the end from the beginning. He looks ahead past the hurt and the pain
to a place where the peace passes all understanding. He sees the sun through the rain.
And though you may see a valley, he sees the mountain you'll be standing on. When all you can see are the tears falling down, I'm so glad he sees what we don't. And I am so glad he sees what we don't. He counts the stars one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shores. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures, great and small. And he knows my name,
every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name.
I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed, and he knows my name,
every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name.
He knew who I was when he carried my cross. He knew that I would, but he took the Lord.
every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name.
Braxton just learned this song, and it's got a real good message to it. It's called King of Kings. One day, we're going to get to be with you. King of all kings.
In the darkness, we were waiting without hope and without light. Till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory. To a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of kings. To reveal the kingdom coming and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross. For even in your suffering, you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation, Jesus, for our sake you died. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of kings. And the morning that you rose, all of heaven held its breath till that stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored. And the church of Christ was born, then the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of kings. Praise forever to the King of kings.
Cries have awoken a man.
Crossing the calm sea with Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing. He was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid. Jesus arose when they called him, said to them, where is your faith? 'Cause you prayed all night, 'cause you held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master. Oh, he knows. Your cries have awoken
Lock me up in a prison and throw away the key. Take away the vision of these eyes that now can see. Deprive me of the food I eat, and even bind my hands and my feet for as long as I have Jesus. Then I can still go free.
That I could still go free. What kind of man would reach out his hand and do this for me?
Oh, unworthy to live, but does not fit to kill.
Yet a man on the cross put me in his will and said that I could still go free.
Now I knew. On the road, I'm an earthly man and feel the pain of flesh, flesh and bone, and to later try this earthly path and lay. But those blood-rich stains broke all my chains so that I could still go free. That I could still go free. What kind
not fit to kill.
Yet a man on the cross put me in his will and said that I could still go free.
Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, it's been a long, long time since I have thanked you, oh, so much for the blessings in my life. I have an earthly family. They're healthy and they're strong, the thing that I'm so thankful for is the church where I belong. The preachers still preach the gospel and follow your blessed will. They preach to the sinners and warn them about hell. The shouting, it's so spiritual when we sing those old time songs. And Lord, I am so thankful for the church where I belong. We've lost a few good members. You've called them safely home, but Lord, you've always added more workers to the fold. The church, it's not a building made up of brick and stone. It's made up of faithful children waiting to be called home. The preachers still preach the gospel and follow your blessed will. They preach to the sinners and warn them about hell. The shouting, it's so spiritual when we sing those old time songs. And Lord, I am so thankful for the church where I belong. The shouting, it's so spiritual when we sing those old time songs. And Lord, I am so thankful for the old time church where I belong.
We'll do a couple more and then we'll be done. Perfect.
Everybody's heard this song, but it was a secular song. Ed Sheeran put it out a few years ago. It's a love song. And one day I was searching on YouTube, and you can find some really good songs on YouTube sometimes, gospel songs. And I found this rendition where someone had changed the words. And it's beautiful. It wasn't quite Missionary Baptist. Me and a couple of friends sit down, and we tweaked it just a little bit more, and we made it a little more Missionary Baptist. And I love the words of this song. It talks about finding peace. It's the most important thing in the world to find peace. Talking about the moment that he made me whole. Don't want to forget that moment ever. I was in a basement, in a bathroom, at Kokomo Missionary Baptist. I'd been lost for a long time. I think I was 6 when I realized I wasn't. I didn't have what everybody around me had. And one night, the thing in Kokomo was the kids would pray at the altar, and then when they got up, if they didn't get it, they'd rush downstairs, and we'd all meet downstairs and ask, did you get it? Did you get it? We were all concerned about each other. So that night, I went downstairs, and I hadn't gotten it. Couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. I think I was 14. I was 6 when I realized I needed him. I just couldn't figure it out. Everybody kept saying, you're going to know. I hated that. But they were all right. That evening, a lady came downstairs and she asked me if anything happened. And all I remember thinking was, please don't make me say no again. And at that moment, I trusted that he would do it. And he saved my soul. What a blessing. And I had never intended to be saved like that. My plan was to be saved at home, come home and come back to church and surprise everyone. But thank goodness God had better plans. And he saved my soul, and I shouted. And that was not my plan either. But I shouted, and the whole church come bounding down the stairs. And it was the most beautiful moment. And the first thing the devil said was, you can't tell everybody you got saved in the bathroom. That's embarrassing. You know, that little bathroom has changed. They've updated it. It's pretty now. It was really pretty that night. It was really pretty. And my soul was pretty. God made it. I will never forget how beautiful the sky looked afterwards. How beautiful everybody looked. Everything was just amazing. I'd never felt such peace in my whole life. And I knew exactly what they were talking about when they said, you'll know. And if you're here and lost, I know it's frustrating to hear someone tell you, you'll know, but you'll know. God tells you. You don't need a preacher to tell you. You don't need a lay member to tell you. God tells you in your soul, and he makes you feel it. If anybody says you don't feel nothing, well, they're crazy. Don't listen to them. I mean, you might not see fireworks, and your testimony might be a little different from mine. There's one thing that's the same, and that's that peace that we all feel when God saves us. Just listen to the words of this song. I can't pray for my husband. I got remarried. It's kind of a hard head, but he's been hurt his life now. And that's a big thing. And I think he's going tomorrow with me too. He doesn't talk to me about whether he's been saved. Been baptized. But I don't know if it's salvation or not, and I try not to pray. His name is Larry, but he was so sick with him. I'd love to have him come.
I found a love for me. I'm gonna dive right in and follow your lead. I found a peace, beautiful and sweet. I never knew all of this time it was waiting for me. And I was so lost when I found your love, not knowing what it was, broken until I saw your light. And the moment you made me whole, took me and let me know, now I am yours and you are mine. Lord, I was wandering in the dark when I saw your open arms, barefoot on the cross, and now I hear you in every song. When my life was still a mess, you saw something beautiful, and I don't deserve it, but your grace is perfect. Well, I found a Savior stronger than darkness. He takes my fears and I never feel I'm alone. And I found a Savior. He knows all of my secrets. He carries me and every burden in my soul. And I was so lost when I found your love,
not knowing what it was, broken until I saw your light.
And the moment you made me whole, took me and let me know, now I am yours and you are mine. Jesus, I was wandering in the dark when I saw your open arms, barefoot on the cross, and now I hear you in every song. When my life was still a mess, you saw something beautiful, and I don't deserve it, but your grace is perfect. When I'm wandering in the dark, I will raise my weary arms and thank you for the cross and your grace that's enough for anyone. When you found me in a mess, you saw something beautiful, and I don't deserve it, but your grace is perfect. I don't feel worthy, but your grace is perfect.
We'll do this last one. My King is known by love.
He gets it on the third one mostly.
Some are known by great authority, from kingdoms as far as eyes can see. In royal robes they rule from thrones, waging wars they overthrow the weak. And they call it victory.
My King is known by mercy. My King is known by grace. Full of hope in his name and the power that saves. My King is known by the cross. My King is known by an empty grave and all that it does. My King is known by love.
I can almost see him even now, rejected with thorns upon his brow. What kind of king would leave his throne to make my sins and shame his own? But he gave his life for me. He gave his life for me.
My King is known by mercy. My King is known by grace. For the hope in his name and the power that saves. My King is known by the cross. My King is known by an empty grave. Oh, in all that he does. My King is known by
love that welcomes everyone as his daughters and his sons, and no one is ever turned away.
My King is known by
King is known by grace. For the hope in his name and the power that saves, my King is known by the cross. My King is known by an empty grave. My King is known by love.
My King is known by love.
His amazing love.
My King is known by love.
My King is known by
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call at the midnight cry. We'll be going home when Jesus steps out on a cloud to call its children. The dead in Christ will rise to meet him in the air, and in those that remain be quickly changed at the midnight cry when Jesus comes again.
I look around me, I see prophecies fulfilling and the signs of the times. They're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father as he says, "Son, go get my children." At the midnight cry, the dead in Christ shall rise.
When Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children, dead in Christ will rise to meet him in the air, and in those that remain will be quickly changed at the midnight when Jesus comes again. At the midnight cry when Jesus comes again. My life has been blessed in so many ways, with family and friends day after day. But I can't stay here, soon I'll be gone. I just stopped by on my way home.
My eyes are laid on Jesus, my Lord. It seems I can hear that heavenly song. I just stop by on my way home.
I just stop by
on my way.
My way home.
Amen. 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 Really enjoyed it tonight. We're going to have a song. We're going to take up an offering. And after that, I would like to have a second song, and I'd like to shake hands with everybody that's here. I'd like to have Last Mile come up, shake hands with them. I want to shake hands with you. I want to thank you for coming tonight. Want to express our Christian love one for another. We have some ushers tonight. Yeah.
Till we meet.